Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Tim Krieger, of the 57th Legislative District in Westmoreland County. Representative Krieger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of talk about the state budget in Harrisburg right now as we get closer to the deadline. What's going on right now, and what are some of your perspectives on what the Commonwealth faces this year in terms of making ends meet?
You probably know that we face a very difficult financial situation again, and it should not be a surprise to anyone. We talked about this last year, and I stood on the House floor last year and predicted that we were going to have a significant deficit this year, and we do. We have at least a $1.1 billion deficit so far, and actually will probably get worse before the end of the year. Now, the governor's solution is he wants to increase spending. He wants to increase our spending by about $1.1 billion, and of course he wants to raise your taxes to pay for it. My firm belief is we cannot tax, spend, or borrow our way out of this. We need to grow out of it, and that means we need economic development. Of course, there's two approaches. The traditional approach we employ in Pennsylvania is that we get the government to pick winners and losers and to hand out cardboard checks. If you've paid attention over the last 30 years, you know that doesn't work. In fact, Pennsylvania is second in economic development spending, but we're about 46th in economic growth. So I think there's a disconnect there. I think we need to lower taxes. We need to let businesses and individuals be productive, work, and produce so we can raise our economy and raise tax revenues without raising taxes.
There's also been a lot of talk about industry in your area, particularly some electrical utility companies that are going to be merging and the effect that it'll have on the area. What's going on here?
Well, that's a real concern for me, and I know of people in my district. Allegheny Energy is, as you know, is headquartered in Greensburg, and they are the subject of a merger or a takeover bid by First Energy out of Akron, Ohio. Now, at stake for our area is almost 1,000 good-paying jobs. I'm concerned about the loss of those jobs potentially, and I'm concerned also about what this merger might do to competitive energy rates. One of our advantages in economic growth is the fact that we have reasonable, relatively low electricity rates. We need to keep that. To take a look at this, I have met personally with the First Energy CEO to talk about my concerns, and I've also met with the PUC commissioners here in Harrisburg, and I've expressed both my concerns and the fact that this merger needs to be good for the 57th District in Westmoreland County and not just for the shareholders.
There's also been a lot of talk about legislation that would enact gun control in Pennsylvania and also about some legislation that would empower people, especially gun owners, to defend themselves in situations where their lives are at risk. What's going on here? I know some legislation has recently moved.
That's right. Yesterday, actually, I sit on the Judiciary Committee, and we considered, three gun control bills that were soundly defeated for a couple reasons. One, they're just bad policy. They don't make sense. And secondly, because our Constitution makes it pretty clear that we can't impose gun control on our citizens. The other bill that you were referring to was called the Castle Doctrine. And what that basically says is if you're in your home, if you're in your car, you can, if you need to, employ deadly force to protect yourself. Now, there's an old saying I was taught when I was a kid growing up is that it's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And what that really meant was the fact that if you're in that moment of truth, you can't hesitate if your family's in danger. And traditionally in Pennsylvania, you've been in legal jeopardy that someone after the fact would sit and judge you as to whether you were reasonable. The most important thing this bill does, this Castle Doctrine, is to change the presumption. So if someone breaks into your house at 2 a.m., you can just presume that they're there for no good, they're there to harm you, and you can take action, including deadly force if you need to, without having to then justify your actions later. So I think it's very important. I think it's a reasonable step. It doesn't allow just shoot on sight. It doesn't allow a Wild West to come back, but it does allow people to take action without fear of retribution, either from the law or from civil suits from potentially the perpetrator's family. So I think it's a very important piece of legislation. It did pass the House Judiciary Committee, and we hope it goes to the House floor for a vote.
And I understand you have a couple of events coming up in the district. What's going on there?
Well, that's right. We have a couple events coming up. Next Wednesday, June the 2nd, we have a policy hearing on welfare fraud, and will be held in the Roosevelt Hall and Norfolk Volunteer Fire Department in Mount Pleasant Road in Mount Pleasant. We're doing this in conjunction with Representative Mike Reese. And we're just going to have some witnesses there to testify with regard to what they're seeing in the welfare system. So that's an important event. Second event, sportsman's event, Saturday, June 12th from 12 to 5 at Police Rod and Gun Club. Brad will be there. We'll have some vendors there. We're going to have some events for the kids. So come on out and enjoy a nice Saturday with us.
Representative Krieger, thanks for this report. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Tim Krieger.